All right, so you're listening to this podcast right now, London is Blue, and guess what? We host our podcast on anchor.fm. That's right. If you're looking to host your own podcast, this is the easiest free way to get started. It's got a content creation tool, allows you to record and the podcast right from a phone. That's right. Don't even need a computer, but you can do it there too. They'll also help you distribute it, which is probably the most challenging part. You don't want to have to mess with that. They got you covered. You can get it right on a Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as any other place podcasts are found. And you know what? You can monetize it too. Make a little cash for sharing your great content with the world. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one individual place. So you know what? Head over to your app store, download the Anchor app, or head to anchor.fm to get started if you're ready to launch your podcast and make it happen.
Hey there, Chelsea fans. Before we jump into the Mason Mount interview, I just want to give a quick shout out. If you didn't listen to episode one with Bobby Tambling, club legend, go back and do that. All of these episodes are going to be in a playlist on YouTube. Otherwise, go back and check our catalog wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you listen to the entire series. You're going to want to make sure you don't miss an episode. All right, here we go. Mason Mount, Chelsea DNA interview. Here we go. All right. Well, welcome back, Chelsea fans, to another special London is Blue podcast in our Chelsea DNA series. We're here at Chelsea's training ground with Mason Mount. It's great to talk to you, Mason.
No, it's great to be here. Great to speak to you guys.
So obviously we're talking about trying to, as fans, understand a little bit more what it is to play for Chelsea, what it is to be Chelsea. That's kind of the idea of what we're looking to get out of this. So, growing up at the academy, been here a while, been familiar for you that you've spent quite a bit of time here. When you were six, did you know what it meant to join Chelsea, a club like this? Or is it still kind of a more of a foreign idea at that time?
I think when you're that young, you're joining this massive club. You're young and you're enjoying football, so you don't really take the kind of pressure side of it and anything. You're just loving playing football and you're at Chelsea, so it's a massive honour, and you're loving training with the other boys. The competition's so high, so yeah, it's as you get older, you kind of realise the stature of the club and how much history it has. But at that young age, you don't really know too much about it, I think.
When do you think that moment happened for you? When did it click, when you realized just how massive an honor it was for you?
I think probably when you sign at under eight. Mm-hmm. I know it's only two years on, but you sign the ground at Stamford Bridge, and it's such a big thing. And that's when you kind of realize, like, I'm at Chelsea. This is such a massive club. And for me, I didn't realise how far I would go. It's been an unbelievable journey since that time.
Well, so what are your first impressions when you get here and that you're kind of in the under eights, you're signed, players, staff, kind of ground? Like, how are you taking it all in?
I think the big thing that stood out to me was the competition between the boys, how high it was, and all the boys coming from different parts of the country, mostly around London, but because I'm a Portsmouth boy, I was meeting the boys from London and realising how good they were. And it was me coming in from Portsmouth, not too close, my family driving me up. It was kind of a different feeling. I was training at Portsmouth, I was training at Southampton as well. So when I come to Chelsea, you kind of get that feeling, this is different, this is a different level. And that's always something that stuck with me through the younger ages.
So obviously you've been here and stuff. Like, what were your kind of impressions early on of the facilities, staff, kind of just the way the club was structured? I know it's kind of weird you're six, but maybe like as you get older and you have a little bit of perspective, I'm sure maybe some of your mates ended up going to different clubs and things like that.
Yeah. As I said, I was training at Portsmouth and Southampton, and nothing against Portsmouth because that's my club, but I remember we used to train at like a kind of school, and the goals were like benches. So we'd use benches as goals, That's obviously nothing against them because that's my club, that's my heart. So, but yeah, that and I would train there, and then I would come to Chelsea, and it was like we was in the dome, goals everywhere. The training, what it was like, it was like, as I said, a different level, and that's definitely something that stood out, and that's why I loved coming, because it was tough, and I loved that challenge when throughout the ages.
Who were some of those first players or coaches that made an impact on you as you were making kind of that introduction to the club?
Yeah, so Tammy and Fig, they're always a year above me, so at the young age, at the start, I wasn't really playing with them, but I think a couple of players you know, Trev Chiloba was my age. Declan Rice has now moved on, but he was my age as well. Eddie and Nketiah from Arsenal, all our age. So we had a very good squad. And yeah, they're the boys that kind of stood out and moved on to do better things. So yeah, and the coaches, Bob Osborne, Frank O'Brien, Michael Build, all the ones from that younger age that always stood out to me and helped me develop, and all the boys helped them develop. Yeah.
So as you're kind of getting through, you know, up to the U18s, are there major moments or matches that you can kind of point back to and say, yeah, that was the day that I kind of took a next step?
Yeah. I think the main ones was the Arsenal games. They were always the ones that was the most intense. Always felt there was more on the line than just a normal game you'd play every week. That I remember we played away one time, and I scored, I think we scored, it was a winner, or I scored the first goal or something, and we won the game at their place, and it just, at that age, it was so big to beat Arsenal. Yeah. The Arsenal game was probably bigger than the Tottenham, the Man City. I don't know why, it just felt bigger. Maybe because there was that rivalry. We knew the other players, and we'd go to England and speak about it. So, yeah, that was always something. The Arsenal game was definitely one of the biggest games of the season.
So then the next step in the journey, right? You had the loan to Vitesse. Went well. Then you moved to Derby County. And 14 goals, 9 assists. Played multiple positions in the team. What did Frank say to you to convince you to go to Derby last season?
You didn't really have to say much.
Were you just standing in front of me like, yeah. Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah. So obviously I was at Vitesse and it went very, very well. Didn't start off too well. I think not many people see that side where the first couple of months I wasn't really playing, and it was very tough moving to a different country and having to learn the culture, and my mum come and stayed out with me for the first week. It was very tough at the start because I wasn't playing. But yeah, ended up very well. And then the next step for me was to try and choose a club where I would continue playing. And then I met with the gaffer, and yeah, after that meeting, I said to my dad, like, no other club. It was in my mind. It was just straight, I've got to go to Derby. How much I wanted to play under him and learn from him, and that was kind of the decision after that.
What's the one piece of your game that you feel improved the most last season at Derby?
Probably the physicality side. Going from Holland to the Championship was a big step, because in Holland that side of the game isn't as high. It's more technical and you didn't really get tested that much, but then going to the Champ and playing there and what that's like, you're playing against older experienced players where some of them teams don't like to play, they just want to go long, and you're playing off second balls, you're fighting. So yeah, that's definitely a side of my game I think is improved, and I learned so much playing in the Championship.
So transitioning that experience to the first team now, I mean, there's clearly you've picked up a lot of attributes along the way from your loans, but now you're back here with Frank, kind of back-to-back years, different places. What's it been like to make that transition to the first team and now be a regular?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster first couple months, but I think for me and Fikeo as well, coming in, knowing how the gaffer works, knowing how he likes to play, likes to train, I feel like we probably had that kind of advantage coming in. obviously this is a different level, and we had to try and prove ourselves and come into straight into preseason knowing that the world-class players are in this squad. My focus was straight on, I've got to work hard, get my head down and try and learn off these players day in, day out in training. And every game, every opportunity I had to play was my opportunity to try and show them what I could do. So, it's been brilliant so far and I've been loving it. Yeah.
Sitting there kind of surprised at yourself at how great foresight you had to go play for Frank, knowing obviously that he'd be the manager a season later at Chelsea. Yeah,
kind of worked out.
Not bad. Well played. What was it like walking across the road from the youth academy to this first team building, knowing you had a locker here? Mm. This is your new home.
me and Tammy kind of speak about it now. We kind of pinch ourselves and we're playing for Chelsea. Like, it sometimes it doesn't really sink in. When you're at the academy that long and you look over the road, you see the first team building, that's always where you want to be. So to finally make that step, and I think it's a lot of years where you're preparing yourself mentally that when you do make the step, you need to be ready and you need to show why you're over here. Even though you are a younger player, it doesn't matter. You've got to show you're over here for a reason, and you can definitely bring something to the team and to the squad.
So first home match of the season was against Leicester. What was the feeling or the emotions that you had kind of walking into the pitch for that match?
I can't fathom. And so I'm sorry. I just can't wait to hear what you think it was.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Something that obviously is a long time you're waiting for that moment to step out. You play youth games there. You play youth cups. I've won two youth cups there, but stepping out as a first team player, starting, it's a feeling you can't really describe. And I think if you see from the goal how much like determination and fire I had to win that ball and to score and to make my debut a moment to remember, I think that was something that sticks in my head. And obviously get the goal, and all my family are there, so it obviously meant so much to me and everyone.
Yeah, the photographers are loving you, Vic and Tammy.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You've obviously been influential in the team this year. It's not just that you're getting charity minutes, that you're scoring goals and you're playing key passes and doing a lot of tracking back. And tell us a little bit about kind of that the Premier League level, how you've had to improve even from preseason until now.
Yeah, I think training with the boys and that kind of got me ready for the kind of level of the Premier League, because when you're going into the Premier League, you don't know what the level is. I'm coming from the Championship and it's so much higher. So yeah. I think training with the boys for that preseason really helped me kind of get the level up. And as soon as you're starting, that's the focus is on you. You're ready to make your debut, and the preseason was brilliant for me, learning about how we want to play and the Premier League, and how learning the boys, because that's something that is massive, getting to know the boys and knowing how they play, and it was brilliant.
What is the one part of your game you feel like you're working the hardest on right now to make sure you can maintain and go beyond in this Premier League area?
I think it's gym. I've just been downstairs just before this doing gym with Tam. I think it's always something that you can work on, the physicality side, but I've always been small throughout the ages, so you kind of learn how to use your body and in different ways. But I think goals, scoring goals, getting assists, that's always in my mind something that I can work on. But that's a massive focus of mine. I always want to score goals and get assists and help the team out. So, I think both of them, especially after training with the gaffer, trying to work on finishing and stuff like that. So it's brilliant for me, and always want to score goals and help the team.
Is there a better person in the world to learn finishing from?
I've said this loads of times. For me, as a midfielder, an attacking midfielder, there's no other person better to work off and to learn. I did that last season a lot, so coming back now to Chelsea and carrying that going and just trying to work on my finishing, as you said, there's no better person to work with.
So one of the things that we're kind of talking about here is trying to understand, what does it mean to be Chelsea? What is the Chelsea DNA? So if you had to define what that is for someone who is asking what it means to be Chelsea, how would you define it?
I would say probably the passion, playing for the team. The winning mentality is something that you learn from a young age, even though you're playing games, and the main focus is to win. You need to win, and coming to the first team, you look at how many trophies there are on the cabinet and how many big trophies we've won. So that's definitely something that's massive, winning games and trying to win trophies for the club. And obviously, as I said before, the passion of playing for the club and that badge, when you put that shirt on, it means so much. So just got to work hard for the club.
So you're kind of a part of this new generation. How do you feel like you guys can bring, you know, kind of this new era of success to the club? I mean, you just kind of talked about the last 25 years of, you know, winning almost everything there is to win. You clearly have this identity kind of built within you from under eights till now. You know, what's that look like for you?
Yeah, I don't think there has been a time where there's been so many young players moving up and getting debuts. You see five more debuts. Not two more, there's the boys that come on, but five more debuts. Last night. So yeah, I think as you said, there's so much history behind the club, but I think we want to carry that on. We're young, we're hungry to want to do well for the club, so that's we always speak with each other that we can try and keep that going and win as many trophies as we can.
We saw a meme that essentially said a 20-year-old Mason Mount and a 21-year-old Tammy Abraham gave the kids a chance last night to play a little bit, to make way. Yeah, I mean, it's a big opportunity for you guys, yeah. Right? I mean, it's kind of the golden chance.
Yeah, we were speaking, me and Tammy, last night, saying, like, when we was that age, like, imagine us making our debut and 17, 16, it's unbelievable to see these boys coming through, and they're brilliant players, and we look at ourselves, we're only 20 and 21, so it's crazy, yeah.
Future is bright at Chelsea.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. I just kind of wrap it up with, you know, how is Chelsea different from other clubs, especially like in the identity? Each club has a certain way of doing things. How do you think Chelsea goes about doing things here?
I think if you look myself, I look at the academy, how many things we've won. I think 5 years we've won the FA Youth Cup in a row. And being a part of that for 2 years, the Champions League, winning that twice in a row. So I think starting from the academy and that, as I said before, that winning mentality, you build that from a young age. You keep working that through the ages, and then when you get the chance to make the step up to the first team, you bring that with you and try, and when you make that step up, you've got to show how confident and ready you are. So I think that's something that sticks with me, that winning mentality and keeping that going, even though you're a younger player coming up, to bring that to the first team.
Awesome. Well, Mason, as someone who owns you in fantasy, I would just like to say it's great to hear you're continuing to work on finishing, and it's nothing but a winning mentality. But no, honestly, just as fans from abroad, just know you've got an overwhelming amount of support in the United States. We've got your back. Thank you. We're excited to continue to get to know about the Chelsea DNA and to have so many players and even staff. We really didn't even talk about how much Chelsea DNA is in the staff. We're really excited for this new chapter in Chelsea's time, and you're a big part of it. So, hey, thanks so much for hanging out with us today, Mason.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Yeah. Thank you.